11 games on Wednesday, plenty to get through. I'm in a rush today, so we're going to get straight into it. It is the 30th of October. This is the post-game show. Let's go, Balls Deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. We are also part of the Old Man Squad Network. Follow them on Twitter at Old Man Squad, or hit up Dan Bespris. He knows everything. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, anywhere you are watching us. We thank you, but please like and subscribe if that's an option. It's obviously not on Twitter. You can like it, but yeah, head over to YouTube, rate, do all that stuff, whatever you have to do over there. That would be really appreciated. 11 games, so a lot to get through. I'm going to bang out some quick injury news, and then we will get straight into it because I am on a time restriction today. Starting with injuries. Now, I think I talked about Scotty Barnes yesterday. I'm not sure whether the news had come through that he will miss 3 weeks, maybe it wasn't 3 weeks. Anyway, reevaluated in 3 weeks, orbital fracture. It's a bummer. Not much you can do about it. You just have to plug him into an IR spot. And we'll talk about the Raptors, who benefited, who we're adding when we get there. Pelicans, they're a mess right now. Herb Jones didn't play due to a shoulder injury. CJ McCollum didn't play due to adductor soreness. Zion, well, he played but didn't do much. We'll get to that game as well. Miles Turner missed tonight's game with an ankle injury, which meant Isaiah Jackson got the start, and he was all right. It wasn't a great matchup, but he was okay. DeAndre Hunter continues to be ruled out. Emmanuel Quickley continues to be ruled out. Who else have we got? Scrolling through. I'm not going to talk about guys that don't really matter. Andrew Wiggins continues to be ruled out. Marcus Smart and Desmond Bain both left tonight's game with an oblique and ankle injury, respectively. The Grizzlies, they're also a mess with some injuries again. We will talk about them. Daniel Tice, look, he left the game with an ankle injury, but, yeah, we're not doesn't really matter other than the New Orleans continue to lose players, really. Let's get straight into the games. Here we go. Game one. Lakers, first game of the night. Weird to see them playing in the first game. It doesn't happen very often at all. But the Lakers, probably their worst performance of the season, lose to the loseless Cleveland Cavaliers, yet to lose a game. For the Lakers, look, their usual guys were okay. Anthony Davis, 22-13 with two steals. 4 of 8 from the line. He does this from time to time, but, I mean, any league that I've got him in, I'm punting free throws, so I'm okay with that. LeBron, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Good game from him. Dalton Kennard got some extra run here, 18 points. We aren't adding him. We saw this in the preseason. He's done nothing since. And, so not a lot really to talk about there. For the Lakers, Rui Hachimura, I am holding him. He played 28 minutes here. Just didn't really get going offensively, but he still had 5 rebounds, a steal. So he's doing enough. We sort of just wipe this game clean and start again. Let's click on the right screen. Over to Cleveland. Their big four played really well again. Garland did cool off here, but he had 10 assists to go with his 12 points, 2 steals. Caris LeVert, 16 and 6 off the bench, is the only other guy we're considering there. We got a few extra minutes because of the blowout, but really not much to talk about there on the Cleveland side of things. Over to the next game, Celtics and Pacers. Pacers were up big-ish early. Boston came back, forced overtime, but Indiana end up getting the 135-132 victory. Tatum, who started pretty slow, as did a lot of these Celtics, he finished with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. His red-hot start continues. Al Horford, again, I've talked about this. He's very up and down, 8 points, 4 rebounds. We roster him, but we know that he is going to be inconsistent, and they do have a back-to-back this weekend, I believe. So look out for him to miss one of those games. Peyton Pritchard, he played pretty well again, despite Sam Hauser coming back. Pritchard still played 38 minutes. He's 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He's probably worth holding just to see if he can continue what he's been doing. We know for the Celtics who we need to roster, who we don't. Luke Kornet had 8 and 9 in his 16 minutes. With Horford out, he's worth a flyer. But Tillman, Mayus, Kedah, any of those guys could be the beneficiary there. Let's have a look at the Pacers. As I said, Isaiah Jackson did start, played 25 minutes, but not the best matchup for a center like him. He did have 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, so worth streaming in if you are able to. For today, Siakam, another strong game from him. He was good in the last game. He had 2 average games before that. But generally speaking, he's going pretty well. Andrew Nembhard only played 5 minutes, and we weren't sure, there was no mention of an injury, but post-game there was actually some clarity from Carlisle, and it was an injury that he was dealing with, so this wasn't just a performance-based thing. Benedict Mathurin, after some stinkers, he had 30 points and 11 rebounds. In his 43 minutes off the bench, Obi Toppin, his best game for the year. He does this from time to time, but we don't need to add him at all. TJ McConnell just doing his normal stuff. Back to 20 minutes, but 20 minutes is not enough to have him in standard leagues. Over to the Pistons and the Sixers. Pistons get the win. The Sixers' rough start continues. 105-95 to the Pistons. Tobias Harris better in this one, 18 and 14 with a block. I think this is probably a step in the right direction. Hopefully he can build on this. Tim Hardaway had 16 points again. Both he and Malik Beasley are just 3-point streamers, although Hardaway's put a couple of good games together here. Jalen Duren, 6 fouls in 11 minutes. It's not a record, but it's a pretty good effort. So don't worry about that at all. Ivy, Cunningham, both doing what they've been doing all season. Isaiah Stewart obviously played a lot more minutes here with Duren in foul trouble. He had 7 points, 11 rebounds, a steal, 3 blocks. Good numbers, but he's just not going to play this many minutes on most nights. For the Sixers, they continue to be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. So Drummond continues to start, 9 points, 11 rebounds, a steal. Look, it's not great. We just keep holding him, but it's certainly not what we were hoping for. Caleb Martin, he's not someone, I know he's playing big minutes. If you want to pick him up, fine, but I just don't see any upside with him. And Kelly Oubre, points, some threes, that's really all. And once they get healthy, he will have very little value. Tyrese Maxey is really the only one here that is going to have sustainable value. I think he finishes with 32 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. And then their bench is okay. Jared McCain had 12 points in 22 minutes. We don't need to roster him or Eric Gordon or KJ Martin or any of those guys. Over to the fourth game, I think, Atlanta and Washington. The Wizards get the win here, high scoring, no surprise, 133-120. No Dyson Daniels. We know he is out for this week, I think. Presumably, it's Trae Young here, really. He's their primary offensive option, as he is normally, but with some injuries, even more so. He had 35 points, 15 assists, 2 steals. So other than the percentages there, 12 of 28, but we should be expecting that with Trae. He had a really good game. Jalen Johnson, the free throws continue to be, pretty up and down. He was 2 of 5, but he finishes with 21 points, 17 rebounds, 3 steals. So a good game from him. David Roddy moved into the starting lineup and had 17 and 4 with 2 steals. Look, I think with the injuries, if Hunter continues to miss time, he is someone to consider. There's a lot of streaming value here with all of their injuries. Reece O'Shea had 17 points in his 35 minutes. He's probably worth streaming in as well. Interestingly here, Okongwu only played 24 minutes, so it was basically a minute, well, exactly a timeshare with Clint Capela, who also played 24 minutes. Neither were great. So, yeah, I mean, Okongwu, this could very well be his worst game of the year, if we're being honest. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, no defensive stats. But we hold him, can't do anything with him, just hope that he turns things around. And Garrison Matthews, 2 threes, but no real interest there. Onto the Washington side of the equation. Bilal Coulibaly, career high 27 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, a block. Look, if you whether you drafted him or streamed him in, he's been amazing. So, yeah, let's just see where this goes. He's not going to shoot 11 of 14 from the field very often, but worth certainly worth rostering, should be rostered. So check that he isn't somehow available. Kyshawn George moved into the starting lineup. He had 11 points, 4 assists, 3 steals. He's an intriguing one. If the minutes are there, you could pick him up. He's going to give you blocks one night, steals another night. He can get some rebounds. So he does a bit of everything, but he's worth a look. Alex Saar had 11 points, 5 rebounds and 4 blocks with a steal, and that's why we're holding him. That's why we drafted him. 23 minutes. He's just not built, I don't think, to play 30 minutes or 32 minutes, but he's doing enough to be rostered. Bob Carrington started, had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. I've got him in 2 leagues, I think, and I'm just going to hold him as long as he's playing these minutes. Corey Kispert came off the bench and had 16 points as well. He's probably in that same Carrington discussion. I think both can be rostered but don't have to be rostered. And then Jordan Poole, 24 points. The shooting fell off predictably. He was shooting 51% or something. He went 6 of 17 here, but 4 of 9 from 3, 8 of 8 from the line, 9 assists, 3 steals. He just continues chugging along. So a really good sell-high candidate, but I'm not sure you can really execute that trade because I just don't think anyone is going to give you a top 40 player for him. So you probably just hold him and enjoy it. On to Toronto, yeah, a few injuries, as I said. So Jonathan Mobo, he moved into the starting lineup and had 11 points in his 25 minutes. 2 blocks, a steal. Yeah, I mean, a little bit like some of these other teams, like Washington and when we get to the Golden State and New Orleans, there's some streaming value there for him. Grady Dick went off, 30 points. 11 of 17. So interestingly, like you sort of think of Dick, I think we do, as a 3-point guy, and he did hit 2 threes here, but he was 11 of 17 from the field. So he took 11 non-3-pointers, non-3-point shots. So he is showing some offensive versatility here. So really good. Hopefully you've held him through some ups and downs already, but the 3 steals are nice as well. Jakob Poeltl, he just sort of dominated here against Nick Richards, who also had a good game, but Poeltl had 20 and 16, 2 steals. No blocks, strangely enough, but did everything else that we want from him. Davion Mitchell, 11 and 11 in his 28 minutes. He can be streamed as well. He'd be the lowest on this out of these guys for me, but... yeah, as long as Quickley's out, Barnes is out for a while, I think you've just got to take a chance on someone. Ochai Agbaji came off the bench but did play 29 minutes, had 10 points, 2 blocks. He is also in the streaming discussion. On to Charlotte. Miles Bridges sucked, so we move on. Not move on from him, we don't drop him, but we just give him a pass here. Let's just go back to Toronto because we have got a question. Oh, if I can get there. Is Sheed anything once IQ is back? No, I don't think so. He did play 20 minutes here with 9 assists. No, I mean, stream him in if you need assists. But, yeah, I think once IQ's back, I don't see it. If we go back to what the box scores looked like to open the season, I know IQ only played in one game and it wasn't even a full game, I don't think. But, yeah, Sheed didn't really have a role there, so I don't see it happening at this point. Back to Charlotte. Nick Richards, as I said, 24 and 14 with 4 blocks. I really hope that you held him. I know some analysts were saying he's probably not a hold, but we have no update on Mark Williams. So Nick Richards is someone that you just have to hold, and he's not going to be this good, but he's been doing exactly what we have hoped. LaMelo Ball, 7 of 20 from the floor. Not ideal, but had 19 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 4 threes. So other than the shooting, this is fine. And Trey Mann got hot off the bench, which he does. 27 points, 2 steals and a block. He should be rostered. He really is just points and threes, but he's doing enough there to be rostered. Cody Martin had 25 points in 25 minutes. I am not interested in him based on one performance. He shot 9 of 11 from the field, which will probably not happen again all year. New York beat Miami 116 to 107. Towns, not a career high, but a New York high, 44 points, 13 rebounds. No defensive stuff, but we'll give him a pass here. He shot the ball really well. Easily his best game since moving to New York. Josh Hart cooled off. Usage was down as we thought it probably would be, but 10 and 14 with a steal is about all you can ask from Josh Hart. Mikal Bridges, some defensive stuff there for him. That's good. That's what we like to see. 17 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Jalen Brunson, it's not a bad start, but he is a bit underwhelming. I think he still has 0 defensive contributions for the year. 22 points on 33% shooting, 9 assists. So those numbers, 22 and 9, are fine, but we'd like to see something on the other end of the court. And OG Anunoby, only 11 points, but as I've said, if you drafted him, you drafted him for threes and you drafted him for steals, and he had 3 threes and 2 steals. So this is okay. We'll give him a pass. Miles McBride, 10 points in his 25 minutes. He is just a stream. Miami, Tyler Hero's best game of the year, 34 points, 7 assists. He's rostered anyway. Terry Rozier, 16 and 7. Good start for him, continues. Bam Adebayo, I know he's had some defensive. I think he had 3 steals and 3 blocks or something in the last game. Only 1 steal, he's 0 blocks, 11 points, 3 rebounds. So bit of a rough start for him. Jovic, I'm not interested in him despite the fact that he's starting. And same goes for Jaime Jaquez, who played good minutes, 27, but 8 points, 8 rebounds, and not a lot else. So there's really not a lot to talk about on Miami. They are, along with Milwaukee, one of the more boring teams in fantasy. All right, Orlando and Chicago. Orlando get the loss here. Sorry, I was thinking of the other game. Bulls 102 over Orlando 99. For the Magic, Franz did play, didn't really look himself. 7 points in 23 minutes. He's still feeling the effects of that illness and some injuries and things, so that's fine. Paolo had 31 points. 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Free throws were all right, 5 of 7. We'd like more, but you take it. Wendell Carter, 14 and 7, steal and a block. He continues to do just enough to be rostered. Jalen Suggs, after a pretty slow start to the year, has looked really good the last few games. 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. So someone that I was high on, I think it was about a year or two too early. Not last year before, I was high on him, and he got some injuries, and then everyone sort of caught up, and now I can't get him in drafts because he's going where he should be going. KCP, no interest in him or any of these depth guys. Jonathan Isaac did return in this one and played 14 minutes off the bench. He had 8 and 5 with a steal. If he can get up to 20 minutes, 22 minutes, he might have some back-end value. So if you've got a roster spot, you can just sort of throw him in there and wait a week, then, yeah, consider him. But I certainly don't think he's must roster. Yeah, another question here. So, yeah, the Magic defense, yeah, they are a very good defensive team, but it doesn't always translate. No, it's that's true. And look, that goes for KCP. Like, that's why they brought him in for that defensive presence. But one steal, basically nothing else. Yet he is such an impact on the court, and he does a lot for them. Jonathan Isaac, he typically does get a few more defensive stats, so we'll keep an eye on him. And Suggs, obviously, he tends to be the one that actually gets that tangible production. Onto Chicago. Zach LaVine, questionable, I believe, with a shoulder. Yeah, so he had an X-ray. X-rays weren't negative, so he is questionable heading into their next game. So just keep an eye on that. He finished with 11 and 10, one of his poorer games of the season. Patrick Williams, not interested. Nikola Vucevic doing Vucevic things. Potentially a sell high if you do think that he is going to be eased off at some point. 18 and 14 in his 35 minutes. Jalen Smith didn't play in this one, so, yeah, bit of a bump for him there. Kobe White continues to look pretty good. Josh Giddey, 20, 11 and 5 with a steal in 31 minutes, and that's probably the most encouraging thing here. No Lonzo Ball, obviously, for the next 1 to 2 weeks. So a few more minutes for Giddey and Ayo Dosunmu, who played 29 minutes off the bench. He had 12, 4 and 4 with a block. I've said with Ayo Dosunmu, he needs close to 30 minutes, and he could get that for the next week. So he is probably someone to consider picking up or holding if you've already got him. Brooklyn and Memphis. Brooklyn get the win. Another pretty bad loss for Memphis. 119 to 106 for the Nets. Cam Johnson, after his 20-point game, he had 14 points with 4 assists, 2 rebounds and a block. Doing enough, just enough. Ben Simmons was back in this one, only played 25 minutes, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. I still think he's right on that cut line, depending on what you need from him. He's sort of on a couple of my rosters, and I've looked at him and considered dropping him, but there's just a bit of assists upside, and I don't know. He's a tough one to make a call on, but if you need points, then he's certainly a drop. Dennis Schroeder, his red hot start continues. 33 points, 8 assists, 11 of 14 from the field. Sell high if you can. If you can get it, a top 80 player, top 70 player, but he's one of those ones where people have such an opinion on him that it's going to be hard to trade him. So you just hold him probably and ride it out. Cam Thomas, a little bit down on what he's been doing, but 19 points with a steal. The shooting was just a little bit off tonight and only attempted 12 shot attempts. It was sort of a balanced attack here by the Nets. He'll be fine. Jalen Wilson, minutes are way up and down. He had 27 in this one. He could play 12 tomorrow. So I think if you can pick the right night, he has some value, but knowing when that's going to be is almost impossible. Over to the Grizzlies. Jaren Jackson was good. 30 points, 3 steals in his 28 minutes. Shot the ball really well, just really had very little in terms of support. Marcus Smart left with an ankle injury in this one after only 6 minutes. I don't know. He's another one that I think unless you just desperately need his steals, you can move on. Zach Edey, one of his better games, no blocks, but 18 minutes is interesting. He had only been getting to sort of 14 or 15, only 2 fouls here. So maybe they are going to try and push him to 20 minutes. And if that's the case, he's probably a hold. Ja Morant was not at his best, but had 14, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Desmond Bane also left this game, as I said, with oblique soreness. Is that what they're calling it? Where is he? It doesn't really say, but oblique anyway. So, yeah, keep an eye on whether he's healthy for the next game. Santi Aldama, this is why he's really hard to roster. He had two steals, which is okay, but he had 2 points on 1 of 5 shooting with 3 rebounds. So he's not someone I've added. If the time is right and he's available, I might stream him in, but I don't see any long-term value for him. Scottie Pippen, this is a worry, I suppose, when Ja is there. If Marcus Smart misses time, if Desmond Bane misses time, Pippen probably remains a hold. But he only had 5 points, 4 assists in 20 minutes. And Jay Huff, everyone's favourite player, had 4 points and nothing else in his 10 minutes. So when they are healthy, yeah, I don't think Jay Huff is someone that we need to be holding on to. Spurs and the Thunder. The Spurs. Right, we'll start with the good, I guess. There's not much good. Jeremy Sochan, he is playing really well. 17-9 with a steal. Definitely has to be rostered. Harrison Barnes coming off his zero. Does he have 0 or 2 points free throw? I don't know. He's coming off a really bad shooting night. He had 18 points with not much else. We're not rostering Harrison Barnes. Chris Paul, 14-9. Yeah, it's Chris Paul. We know what we're getting. So he is a pretty solid hold. Champagne, yeah, look, I'm not. He had some value there, but Vassell is getting close. They've got guys off the bench that they're happy to roll out there if Champagne's shot isn't falling. So I just don't think his role is secure enough to warrant holding. Keldon Johnson, a points guy off the bench, nothing else. But, I mean, the story here is Wemby. 27 minutes, didn't really play down the stretch. Look, they were up against a good team, to be fair, but 6 points on 1 of 5 shooting is just, it's not going to get it done, to be honest. He did have 8 rebounds. He did have 3 blocks. So those numbers are okay, 4 of 4 from the line, but it's, yeah, I don't know whether it's that teams have figured him out. We assumed that he was going to get so many good looks with Chris Paul. It's not happening. There's absolutely nothing you can do if you have him, because if you trade him, you're still going to want a top five player back. And I don't think, I don't know, maybe someone would offer you an Anthony Davis and you might think, or they might think that Anthony Davis is going to get hurt, and you might think that Wemby is not going to live up to expectations. So you could make that trade, but I think you just need to be holding him and hoping that he can get things going on the offensive end. For the Thunder, another pretty impressive performance. Jalen Williams shot the ball poorly, 5 of 13 from the floor, but finished with 12 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, 4 steals and a block. And I think he had those 4 steals early, like first quarter early. So, yeah, he's rounding into some form as we thought he would. Lou Dort, 20 points, 2 blocks. Stream him. This is what he does every year. You stream him in for a week and then let him go. So if you want to do that, go ahead. Chet Holmgren, very impressive again, 19-5 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Cason Wallace had 2 steals and a block as a starter in 29 minutes. He is just a steals streamer. Alex Caruso, 0 points, 0 of 5 shooting. So that side of his game is way down, but he had 4 steals. So a little bit like Marcus Smart, if you rostered him or you have him on your roster for steals, he is doing that. So it's he's obviously the extreme version of a specialist at the moment. But yeah, that's your call. Like, I'm going to hold him in a couple of leagues because I only need steals. But there is an argument to be made that you could probably use his spot as a streaming spot and get guys in and get the same amount of steals. The Pelicans, another team who looks trash at the moment, lose to the Warriors back-to-back games, 104-89. After a good game last night, Zion went 5 of 20. What the hell? 12 points. 12 rebounds are good. He had a block. He had 4 assists. But, yeah, the Pelicans just embarrassing. I think Jake Madison popped something up about it, and And I posed the question as to whether Willie Green might be in danger here, and he seems to think he might. I know they have injuries, but you're against a Warriors team without Steph, without Wiggins, and you really look bad. So they're going to have to make some changes here. Daniel Tice, I said he got injured, but no one cares. Jordan Hawkins started and had 23 points, so that's a good thing if you held him. And I did say after last night's game, he was pretty ordinary, but I said give him another game because he had been good, and he rewarded you here with a strong performance, as did Jose Alvarado. If you streamed him in, two blocks of steal to go with his 16 points. And if McCollum misses more time, if Herb Jones misses more time, there's value here in Alvarado, Hawkins. Javonte Green, to a lesser degree, I know he only got 5 points, but he does get other stuff, which he's done throughout his career, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks and a 3. So there might be some value there. And then Eve Missy, who was limited due to, it was like an injury that he had. I did read something somewhere. I don't know where it was. So they limited him a bit, just a bit of soreness. But if he plays, Tice doesn't play, I guess he has to play minutes in the mid-20s potentially. So depending who they play next, so he is someone to consider streaming in as well onto the Warriors. Draymond Green, yeah, after I talk him down, he gets 5 blocks, a steal, 3 threes, 14 points, 6 assists. And he has this ability to fill the box score, but I'm not interested in him personally. But he probably needs to be held with all the injuries. Trayce Jackson-Davis, a little bit better here, 15 and 9 in his 20 minutes. Lindy Waters, after last night's explosion, he had 3 points. So this is the risk you play with these guys. Buddy Hield continues to shoot the ball pretty well. Jonathan Kuminga had 16, 4 and 2 with a steal. We hold him. He's playing good minutes off the bench. So, yeah, we just hold him until they start getting these guys back. Last game of the night, the Blazers get the 1-point win over the Clippers. Tamani Kamara, someone else I said probably warrants holding. He had 12 points with 3 steals and a block. And I still think he needs to be rostered in a lot of spots, probably not every league. Denny Avdia, I said it was just his shooting that's letting him down at the moment. And he wasn't great here, but he had 13 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. Scoot had 14 and 6 off the bench and should be rostered as well. And then the Clippers, Norm Powell, another 30-point performance. So we're just rolling with him until they start getting some troops back on the floor. Derek Jones had 9, 8 and 2 with a steal and a block. He probably should be rostered. We saw this from him last year where he can have decent value. Zubats, we knew the cool-off was coming, but the minutes are there, 31 of them, 6 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal. He will be fine. Chris Dunn, I streamed him in. Bit of a letdown. I'll probably give him another game or two because the 18 minutes are all right. Kevin Porter had his best game, 10 points, 6 rebounds with 2 steals, but I'm not really interested in him as a long-term option anyway. That will do for today's show. As I said, I am on a bit of a minutes restriction myself, so I need to jump out of here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.